Galatians chapter 6, we'll commence reading at verse 1. The inspired word says, "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden." Amen. The title for the sermon this morning is "The Burden Bearer." Let's pray. Almighty Father, we do thank you for who you are. We thank you, Father, for your love, for your mercy, and for your grace. We do thank you, Father, that we can come and meet here this morning as your people. Father, I do pray that our worship was acceptable in your sight this morning. And Father, now as we come to the preaching of your word, Lord, we thank you for your word. Father, we believe that what we have before us is indeed from you. Father, we know that the scriptures are sufficient, they are relevant. And I do pray this morning that as we as your people come before them, Father, that you would open our eyes, you would give us ears to hear, and Father, that our hearts would be soft this morning. Father, we do ask that you speak to us this morning. Lord, we are hungry. Please feed our souls. Father, we love you. We thank you for all that you do for us. We pray these things in Jesus' name, for his sake. Amen. The troubles of this world and in our own lives are manifold and relentless. Living in a fallen and sin-cursed world in a decaying body is incredibly difficult, and yet this is our daily lot. Life is hard. The burdens are many. Physical, emotional, mental, spiritual. We experience problems in all of these realms. We all have struggles. This morning, don't think you are the only one who finds life hard, for we all experience this. Work can be difficult. The pressures feel almost unbearable. Home can be hard because the children are going through a difficult stage. Each day can be miserable for you because loneliness is crippling you. Life has had its joy sucked out from the terrible mental health issue that you are experiencing. Life can be hard because you are battling physical pain. Or perhaps it is your spiritual struggles, your struggle with sin that makes your life such a trial. Or maybe it is the lost condition of those around you that weighs heavily on your heart. Whatever it may be, we all struggle. Life is straining, it is taxing, it is difficult. There are times in our lives when the load of life weighs down and troubles us so much that it becomes too hard for one person to bear. And perhaps this describes you this morning. The burdens of life are crushing you. You are struggling to hold up the weights. This is very real to you in the here and now. Now, if you're not experiencing this at this present time, I'm sure you know the feeling that I am describing. You just don't know how much more you can take before something gives. Now, this is a common reality, to be weighed down by the burdens of life. And beloved, do you realize that we as a local church have a God-given responsibility to help each other bear the burdens of life? This is to be a ministry that we are to all undertake. It is our duty to help carry the load of another. And it is our privilege to have assistance with our own difficulties. It is this that is spelled out in the verse before us. And it is this topic of burden bearing that I want to devote our time to this morning. And I want to do this under two simple headings. They being a willingness to shoulder burdens and a willingness to share burdens. So firstly, let's consider a willingness to shoulder burdens. Now, we live in a time and a culture that is totally self-absorbed. It is a me-first agenda. And unfortunately, it's very easy for we Christians and the church to get swept away with the culture, promote self-love, self-interest. It's all about me. You know, I don't really care what's going on in someone else's life. I have enough to worry about in my life without thinking of someone else. And we swallow the selfish attitude of our society. But allow me to remind you that the scriptures are counter-culture. It teaches others first. In fact, it is full of one another commandments. And we have one before us. And this term, one another, is of utmost importance, for it directs our attention and our focus away from self and towards others. And this is important for us to understand because you and I are naturally selfish. That's a fact. And we must be careful when we view these one another commands throughout Scripture that we do not view them through self-centered glasses. It's very easy to read this instruction before us. Bear ye one another's burdens and expect everyone else to bear our burdens. We make this all about us. We get very judgmental and very critical when people fail to help us. But that is not to be the focus of this one another commandments or any other throughout the Bible. But rather the focus that we ought to have is that this is my responsibility towards others. These instructions are meant to direct our focus away from self. We need to ask the question, am I being diligent in my obligation to others? And we are commanded here to bear one another's burdens. The Greek word translated burden speaks of a heavy load, one that is difficult to lift and to carry by oneself. It's not speaking of something that is small and trivial. And yet we still must be cautious with this, for something that I consider to be small and insignificant may well be a great burden for someone else and vice versa. It's important that we keep this in mind. It's very easy to become judgmental and critical and think, you know, really? Stop carrying on. What's happening isn't that big a deal. And it mightn't be for you, but it is for that other person. You know, allow me to illustrate this point. You know, if we went down to the local gym, every single one of us, we would all have different lifting capacities, depending on our age, our strength, and so forth. And this is the same with the burdens in life. We all have different lifting capacities. Some can handle much more than others. And we must keep this in mind and not think that everyone has the same strength and ability that we have, for everyone is different. But the stress in this text is not whether a burden qualifies for assistance. No, it is not that there is some 10-point checklist that must all be ticked before we offer our assistance, but rather the emphasis is on the fact that we all have an obligation to help each other. You and I are called. In fact, we are commanded by our God. This isn't an optional extra. We are commanded to continually bear one another's burdens. The idea of bear is to help lift up, to put your shoulder under someone else's load, to assist in carrying. And we are to help each other bear the weights, not allow another brother or sister to be crushed by a burden. And we see an illustration of this in the Passion Week. Jesus Christ was flogged and whipped. He was battered, he was beaten, he was bruised, and he was carrying his cross. This was his burden. And he collapses under the weight of it. And a man named Simon helped him finish the journey. He briefly aided Jesus with that burden. And that, my friend, is what we are instructed to do. We are to be in the business of helping one another. We are to possess a willingness and a desire to offer assistance, even if it is a great inconvenience. It is our responsibility towards each other to assume burdens willingly, helpfully, and sympathetically. Get beside someone else. Stick your shoulder under their burden, for a burden shared is a burden halved. So when our text speaks about burdens, what is it talking about? Well, it's speaking of any physical, emotional, moral, or spiritual difficulty that one requires assistance to get through. Now, these burdens include guilt, worry, sorrow, anxiety, stress, sickness, sin, discouragement, loneliness, and all other similar loads. We are to help with this. The question is, how? What does it look like practically to bear burdens? Well, the best place to start is by simply spending time with that person. If someone looks down, go and talk to them. Offer instruction, encouragement, and practical help. Simply give someone the time of day. Show that you care. And often that means the world. You know, bearing burdens includes all kinds of practical things. Visit the one who is struggling with loneliness. Cook a meal when a family is struggling. Send a nice text message or email to encourage an individual. Let them know that you were thinking about them, that you were praying for them. Offer to look after someone else's children so the parents can go out. Give a gift. Offer words of encouragement. And so forth. But my friend, the most important way to bear a burden is by praying. Praying for and praying with an individual. For when we do this, it is asking the omnipotent shoulders of Jesus to aid with the burden. We must understand that there are countless ways we can do this. But you and I need to be alert and show some initiative. You know, my friend, this is really a basic instruction, isn't it? It's simply calling us to show care, concern, and compassion towards others, helping each other through the difficulties of life, to get beside one another. Listen, pray, share, help in whatever way we can. Show compassion, show sympathy, be like Christ. It is a willingness to get our hands dirty, be willing to sacrifice in order to help someone else. I want you to notice with this command that everyone is to be involved. In verse 1 of Galatians 6, only those who are spiritually strong are to be involved in the ministry of restoring a brother who has fallen into sin. And yet this distinction is not made in this verse. All of us are to be burden bearers. This is not only the job for the pastors and the elders, although this is most certainly a part of that job. No, it is for all of us. This is something that we all can and should do. So sure, some people are going to be better at it than others, depending on spiritual gifts, life experience, and personalities. And according to Romans 15:1, those who are strong have a crucial role to play. But nevertheless, this is a duty for everybody. This should characterize our church. A willingness to get beside one another and help each other when the going gets tough. Now, the early church set a wonderful example for us. In Acts 4:32, it's revealed that they bore the burden of poverty that some of the members of the church was experiencing. They pooled all of their resources so that no one was in need. And this is a wonderful illustration of what this looks like. Now, my friend, we as the body of Christ are to care for each other. We have an obligation to lighten the load of difficulty, and yet how often we are neglectful. We show an unwillingness to involve ourselves and help each other. We swallow the me-first philosophy of our culture and ignore those around us. We fail to visit the lonely, to cook a meal, to offer encouragement, to pray, and so forth. We become too selfish to care for others. We diminish or downplay what someone else is struggling with. We are too quick to tell others, it isn't that bad, I've dealt with much worse. We are far too callous, careless, and insensitive. Far too slow to show compassion. And that is not how Christ wants his church to function. In 1953, Sir Edmund Hillary led the first team to go all the way to the top of Mount Everest. He had a Sherpa guide with him whose name was Penzik Norgay. And it's a good thing Norgay was with Sir Edmund, because as they began their descent, his foot slipped. He lost his balance so bad that he completely fell. But Norgay had taken his pick and jammed it into the ice. And because of the rope that was holding them together, he was able to hold him. Otherwise, he would have fell 1,000 feet. When they got down to the bottom, everyone was ready to make Penzik Norgay a hero. And he responded to the press, "No, no, no, I'm not a hero." He said, "Mountain climbers are tied to one another to help each other. That's just who we are." And that is what the church is meant to be. Tied together to help each other in life. That is God's plan. He never designed it for us to bear our burdens alone. And may we be alert and sensitive to the struggles and trials of those around us. Be willing to help. Be willing to share another's burden, for a burden shared is a burden halved. Secondly, we need to show a willingness to share our burdens. It is impossible for someone to bear our burdens if we will not share them. If we will never reveal that we are struggling, how can anyone help us? We cannot expect those around us to be mind readers and know exactly what is going on. That is completely unreasonable. Likewise, if we will never accept assistance, how can anyone help? If someone offers to help carry your burden and you tell them, "No, no, it's fine. I've got this under control. It's all good." They can't help if you won't let them. And this is a very important component to this commandment. We live in a time that encourages self-reliance, self-dependency, self-sufficiency. And these qualities are detrimental in trying to cultivate a culture where we help each other with our struggles. Please listen very carefully. It is not a sign of strength or of spiritual superiority, but pride that makes a person want to go at it alone. It is pride that fails to admit when help is required. It is pride that insists it is all good when it isn't. It is pride that refuses to accept assistance when it is offered. Verse 3 of Galatians 6 warns about this. The danger of overconfidence in self. That we need to remove self-confidence, self-reliance, humble ourselves, be honest, and realize that there are times when we do need help. We do need assistance. And we are not as strong as we think we are. And it is not a sign of weakness seeking help with our problems. As I thought about self-confidence, it made me think of one of Jesus' disciples. Do you remember Peter? He was the one who would make all of these bold proclamations. He declared, "Though all might forsake thee, yet will not I." And what ended up happening? He denied his Lord in his time of need. He failed. He fell due to his great pride. And the same thing can happen to you and I when we are too proud to allow others to help us. The burdens will often crush us. We need to remember, we don't have the strength of 2 people, of 3 people, of 4 people, of 50 people. We need to swallow our pride and admit that we need help and accept the assistance when it is offered. And we must also realize that when we refuse to share our burdens, not only are we increasing the likelihood of being weighed down, we are also letting our fellow brothers and sisters, our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. For we are not allowing them the blessing to get beside us and help us. We are robbing them of spiritual reward, for we are not allowing them to obey and come beside us. They are missing out on the blessing and experiencing the great joy of offering assistance. Now, our pride that refuses support robs everyone. And that is a great shame. For there is no need for pride. There is no shame in requiring assistance. We all need help. Even the great men of the faith needed it. Listen to this in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 5 and 6, which says, "For when we were come into Macedonia, our flesh had no rest, but we were troubled on every side. Without were fightings, within were fears. Nevertheless, God that comforteth those that are cast down comforted us by this coming of Titus." You know, Paul was struggling, the great apostle, and it was Titus who came and helped him, assisted him with the burdens he was carrying. Even great men like Paul needed help. Now may we swallow our pride and allow those around us to help us. No, not thinking that we are strong enough, we can handle this ourselves, for that is not how God intended it to be. No, there are people around you who want to help. Allow them to do it. This verse finishes with an interesting statement. It says, if we are obedient in our duty of bearing burdens, we fulfill the law of Christ. The question is, what does that mean? Well, the question must be asked, did Jesus give us a law? And the answer to that is a resounding yes. John 13, 34, 35 verses, we know, "A new commandment or a new law I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." So bearing each other's burdens is one way that we declare our love for each other and a way that we show the love of Christ. The text is declaring that we could in no better way fulfill this law of Christ by aiding each other in our lives. Now, when we assist each other, it is a declaration of love. It is a proof that we are genuine disciples of Jesus. Now, one commentator declared that we are never more like Christ than when we are bearing each other's burdens. Because Jesus most definitely bears our burdens, doesn't he? 1 Peter 5:7 makes it clear that if we cast our burdens to him, he will take care of them. But Jesus has done even more than this. He has taken care of our greatest burden, that being sin. He bore our sins in his own body on the tree. He died in our place so our greatest burden could be dealt with. And just as Jesus bore our sins in his body, we who now make up his body must show love and care and bear the burdens of one another. This is expected of us. This is our duty. And if we do this, we fulfill the law of Christ. Now, beloved, life is often incredibly difficult. I don't think I have to convince you about that. The burdens are many. But these are not meant to be carried alone. And may we as a church function as our head demands us to. And may we cultivate a loving environment where no one bears their burdens alone, where we help each other. We show love, we show care, we show compassion. May we be like Christ, the great burden bearer. know, this is a ministry that we are all to be involved in. Now, many Christians wonder what they are supposed to do with their lives. They don't know what they can do for Christ. And perhaps you have those thoughts. Well, here is something that we can all do. And it will bring more satisfaction than if you become a millionaire 10 times over. Develop the skill for detecting burdens of others and devote yourself to making them lighter. And may we as a church be known as a group who gets beside one another and helps each other with the burdens of life. And may there never be one in our congregation who is being crushed and we have refused to help them. Oh, may we show the love and care of Christ and be burden bearers. For that is what Christ expects from His church. And that is what He expects from you. May God help us with this. Amen.